Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As I said before, good opening. FIU tomorrow. First spring game under the new coaching staff with Coach Willie Simmons, and certainly a lot of great expectations. Great coach, a lot of good players out there. Kevin Barra covers FIU, Sports Illustrated, and a lot of other things. He is kind enough to join us. Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time, and appreciate you coming on with us on a Friday.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
Exciting about tomorrow, I think, because you've got an opportunity, got a lot of new faces, a new coaching staff. I've known Coach Simmons forever, a detailed guy, very knowledgeable guy. His coaching staff really plays off of him. Talk about what you've seen so far out of this new coaching staff and some of the new players.
Yeah, look, this is, I think the best way to describe this coaching staff is exciting. They're exciting. They want to have fun. They want these guys to love football. They want to have them compete. Every single practice has been competitive. It's been a lot of one-on-ones. It's been a lot of seven-on-sevens, 11 on, you know, everyone out there doing their thing. And if you lose in a rep, if you lose in anything during practice, they will make it known, and they will make you pay for that. And if you win, they're going to make it known as well. And you know, this is a relatively young coaching staff to a certain extent, but one that, you know, has a lot of experience under their belt. You know, you mentioned Willie Simmons, the head coach, never lost as a head coach so far. You have Frank Ponce, who's a Miami legend, you know, high school recruiter back in the day, you know, was here at FIU during the Mario Cristobal days. Same thing with Ed Pata, who was just recently at Miami. Benedict Hippolyte, who was recently at the University of Miami as well. They want these guys to have fun. They want these guys to love football. And the big thing has been competitiveness. They got to play football to be the best team possible. And that's what we're going to see tomorrow. We're going to see a four-quarter game. The first two quarters with normal timeouts, no media timeouts, 10-minute quarters. Last two quarters of the game will be a 15-minute running clock, and only timeouts, only stoppages will be obviously for a possession change, and then the 2-minute timeout. And they want these guys to compete. They want these guys to go out there, and I mean, there's stakes for this game too. You know, have bragging rights or whatever internal bets they're making between each other. They want these guys to go out there and compete. It's Navy versus White. They did their draft the other day, something that we'd never seen. Willie Simmons makes. Splitting the guys up into two teams and the coaching staff, and they went out there and they drafted their teams.
Yeah, and they had the first pick was done by the president of the university. How about that?
Exactly.
Keon Jenkins, yeah, Keon Jenkins got to be the first pick, and the interim president. She's done a great job. Made and I look at both rosters and see a lot of familiar faces. There's some new faces, obviously. Talk about what you've seen. Who's anybody really has stepped up? Because what I've heard is the kid, the transfer from Miami, AJ Allen, the running back, has really looked pretty good.
He's something special, Larry. I mean, that guy, you know, everything I've been told is this guy could be a potential all-conference player. this guy is going to come into Conference USA and really, really get it going for FIU. And, you know, they had some pretty good running back depth. These last couple of years, you had Lexington Joseph last year with Shamari Lawrence and KJ Owens, who decided to return FIU after entering the portal. You know, that's some pretty good depth you have there. You know, and outside of that, you have your guys who are a little bit younger. And, you know, this season you bring in, A.J. Allen, you have Devontae Lyons, who's a returner, played in the last four games of the season, was the Panthers' only 100-yard rusher in a single game. And then you bring back Keijan Owens, the Miami Central product. And outside of that, I mean, you're bringing in, you know, Lexington Joseph's younger brother to come in to play some reps for FIU here at running back. And he's a guy who could, you know, get in there right away. They call him Juice Joseph. So he'll be in there at some point this season. He's going to join the team in the fall. Outside of that, look, Eric Nelson Jr., he's a guy who's really, really, you know, showed up and showed out. This is a wide receiver room that doesn't have a lot of experience, for what it's worth, and they need guys with experience, you know, these younger guys to come in and step up. And Eric Nelson Jr. is one guy that's really done that so far. You know, 6'1", he's really fast, and he's going to get those 50-50 balls, and that's someone who's really taken a lot of reps with the first and second team. So, you know, the Miramar product. So I'm looking forward to seeing how he'll look tomorrow. That's someone who I'm really looking at. And I'll stick at the wide receiver room with Kyle McNeil, someone who Kiwan Jenkins has a lot of praise for, someone who did play on the special team side of things last year for FIU, but, you know, the Dwyer High School product, you know, he's looked really good in camp. And I'll even stick up wide receiver, Alex Perry, the Hawaii transfer, someone who is 6'5". You don't get those too often. But really quickly on the defensive side, Victor Evans, the third, he's a redshirt sophomore, Opa-locka product. So really, really, they've liked what they've seen out of him so far. He's probably going to be a starter alongside Brian Blades, the second there. So, yeah, there's just some names that really stood out so far in camp. And, look, this offense is going to be completely different. Only two starters returning. That's Kiwan Jenkins and then Jaheim Buchanan, who will probably be in the as a starting offensive lineman. So a lot to like, despite, you know, so much change. It looks like they've really found these guys to click really quickly. So it's been good stuff so far from camp.
Yeah, and not only that, Kevin, is the fact that they have a lot of local kids, as you alluded to, Vic Evans from Pace and a lot of these other players, which is going to bring more of a crowd. And I'm expecting to see a lot of recruits tomorrow, especially that from what I hear, a lot of the kids, you look on social media and a lot of them are excited to be there tomorrow and have been there, which is another great thing. Coach Mack, you know, I don't want to take anything away from what he did. He got a lot of the local kids involved as well. But I'm excited. I'll be out there tomorrow. I know you will as well. And, Kevin, I can't thank you enough. And certainly we'll be picking your brain throughout the off season. And, again, thanks so much for making time for us on a Friday.
Thank you so much for having me. I'll see you tomorrow.
Good stuff. Kevin Barra. Covers FIU, Sports Illustrated, and does a lot of things. Also does the Marlins. So a man after my own heart, and we'll get a chance to watch all of them tomorrow.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.